I gave my phone to Stephanie, and while I was looking out, I could see a black Jeep bobbling about 20 metres out, and I could hear a lot of screaming and shouting for help and help. And Stephanie said to me, "David, do something, go, go, go." And then I just went and took off my clothes, down to my boxers, and then I just ran, jumped into the water, swam straight for the car. And then when I got out to the car, I was nearly there, and the driver's door, window was halfway open. The car was sideways facing me, and the driver of the car then started smashing the window with his elbow. And just when I got there, he put the window out, and then he went up onto the ledge of, he came outside onto the ledge of the window. And he sat up and passed me out. When I went under him, when just he broke the window, I started shouting, "You need to get everybody out of the car. Get everybody out of the car now." And he just went and passed. The first thing he'd done was pass me the baby. So he passed me the baby, and I was holding the baby above the water. And I said, "Okay, everyone else needs to start getting out." And just as that was happening, his weight was sitting on the window. So the water at the stage was just on the ledge of it. And once his weight went on it, the water just started gushing in. And the poor man was looking at me, and he tried to get the young fella out then. So the young fella's coming out, but the water was rushing in. And I grabbed the young fella's arm and I was pulling him, and I had the baby on the other hand, and I was holding the baby, making sure the baby was up as well, and I was pulling away. And next thing, the man looked at me, and he looked back in, and the baby was screaming, so I don't know what he was saying. The water rushed in, and next thing he just looked at me, and he said, "Save the baby," and he went back into his family, and the car just went straight down. So I let go of the, I still had the young fella's hand, you know, and I just let go of him. His foot must have got caught in something, because I nearly let him out. So next thing in, the car just disappeared. So then I just started, I made sure the baby was up, and I started backpedaling, then backstroking back out away from the scene.
Whenever you reached as far as the car, did you realise that there were more people inside?
And all I could see was a fella, and I could hear talking in the background. So I'm not sure how many was in the car, and I told Aaron and I wasn't sure, because all I seen, because the one more or less when I got there, the father came out of the car, like, and I could see the lady that was in the car and the young fella, but I couldn't really see anybody else. But I could hear, you know, you could hear more talking. But then when I had the baby, like, there wasn't much dialogue between me and the driver, you know. There was just like, I take the baby, and then the baby was screaming when I had it, and then I was like getting more people out of the car, and he was talking more inside the car, you know. He wasn't really talking to me. There wasn't much dialogue. Like, now I was seeing get people out of the car, and then he was trying to pass the young fella out to me, and that's just when the car just started filling with water, and just there was no more time. It was just instantly the car filled up, and the poor man then had a decision, because the man was actually halfway out the car, and I think the man could have saved himself, and he made a decision. He said he wanted to stay with the family, stay with the people that was in the car, and he went back in, and he said, "Save the baby," and the car was gone.